This is Breaking Kayfabe Radio, the best wrestling podcast in the world. I'm your host, Chris Guardino, at ChrisG573, also known as the sound that runs the pound, also known as SRG's Rock Newman. That's right, this is Breaking Kayfabe Radio, coming to you live from the Pete Castelli Studios in Astoria, Queens, New York. SummerSlam was last night, and it was good. Wasn't great. Wasn't bad. It was pretty good. It was a solid show with some nice moments. I just want to do a little review of SummerSlam because I like to hear myself talk. That's pretty much it. This is going to be that long of a podcast. Tonight's Monday Night Raw. So, SummerSlam. I think it was a good show. Let me talk about the Thunderdome first. It helps. It's nice. If you haven't seen it yet, basically they've moved into a medium-sized arena. They pretty much have, like, the Titantron back up. And around the ring are hundreds of screens of fans watching. Now, they're pumping in sound, like fake crowd cheers and stuff like that. Which, you know, again, it helps. I know it's fake and it's weird and it's kind of cheating because wrestling is a performance art. So you have to earn cheers and boos, you know, like if you're having a bad match, you're not going to get cheered. You know, if you're doing a bad job as a heel, you're not going to get booed. So, you know, it's a little bleh, but making the best of a really bad situation. You know, hopefully someday soon we'll get fans back in the crowd. But I know AEW is trying it out, but it's nice. It helps. It doesn't really do much for me because, like, I don't care if there's a million LED boards of Apollo Crews getting rolled up because there was a distraction outside. I feel the same way. Not that that's what happened, but it helps, and I appreciate that they're trying something. Yeah, so that's the Thunderdome. They debuted on SmackDown. Not bad. SummerSlam was main evented by Braun Strowman and Bray Wyatt, which I was surprised by. Not once I saw it, but I thought a lock Randy Orton, Drew McIntyre was the main event. Once you saw that they weren't, I think we all figured, okay, something big has got to happen in this main event. So we finally get Braun Strowman versus The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, Falls Count Anywhere match, which I didn't know. Apparently they announced it on social media over the weekend, which is, I was like, okay, all right, which was actually, I think, our third hardcore match of the night, right? It was Falls Count Anywhere for them, Street Fight Dominic Seth, and basically Street Fight Sonya and Mandy. So, yeah, that was our third fucking Street Fight of the night, even though Fiend Bray Wyatt was Falls Count Anywhere. So this feud has been, you know, okay. I'll be honest. I've never been crazy about The Fiend. I think it's a little limited. His matches are usually pretty bad because just he can't, like, wrestle in this character. So it's a little handcuffed, a little limited. People love it, which is great. And it's cool. I appreciated that they did something to switch up this feud. We didn't just go with Braun Strowman's the good guy, The Fiend's the bad guy, torturing him. We switched it up. Braun turned back to the old Braun, this monster. He shaved his head, which is a little weird to me because I feel like that long hair helped make him unique amongst other big men with beards. Like, I feel like I've seen 100,000 big guys with a shaved head and a big beard. You know, he looks like Big Show. But whatever, that's a nitpick. I appreciated that they tried to throw a wrinkle in here. They tried to switch it up, you know. Is The Fiend a good guy now? I don't know. It kind of feels like he is. But anyway, they had a pretty good Falls Count Anywhere match. Not great. I mean, Bray Wyatt just doesn't have great matches at this point. You know, he's a good wrestler, but just all the fucking silliness kind of slows him down, I feel like. And he's really fat. I think he got a little fatter. He looked really funny in that costume last night. He looked like a chubby chick just slamming into her leggings, putting on her halter top, not giving a fuck. Bad makeup all over her face, tongue out in the selfies. Just, he looked like a little stuffed pig. And that's why fat boys love him. But they had a pretty good hardcore match, Falls Count Anywhere, whatever. They go into gorilla position. By the end, you know, they whipped out that toolbox. I was like, oh no, not the toolbox. The toolbox fucked us last time with Seth Rollins. But anyway, Braun takes a box cutter, cuts up the mat, kind of exposes the padding that's underneath. So it was kind of like, oh, they fall on padding, which, you know, to an educated wrestling fan's like, yeah, that helps a little, but some idiot might be like, oh, it doesn't hurt. But anyway, Braun gives him, basically Bray manages to give him two Sister Abigails on the exposed wood, even though Braun's head completely fucking missed it. So Bray wins the Universal title again. The second he won, I was like, okay, something's got to happen, because this is a really flat ending for SummerSlam, and it did, and we never saw it coming, even though this is what most people guessed was going to happen. The big dog, Roman Reigns, returns. The big smile, with a new set of teeth. I know, people hopping on this guy for his new teeth, okay? If I had Roman Reigns money, you bet your ass I'd be getting some new teeth. I'd have new teeth, new car, new dick, new everything. I don't give a fuck. He looks great. This dude is chiseled, trim. He looks amazing. Attacks Bray Wyatt and Braun Strowman. Beats the shit out of both of them. Talks mad shit. Said to Braun, you're nothing without me. I made you. You're not a monster without me. Said to Bray Wyatt, you're just a freak in a mask. You can't handle this responsibility. This has always been mine. Felt like a heel turn. We won't know until we see more. Could just be edgy Roman Reigns. I think it has to be a heel turn. It would be kind of a shame if we finally turn Roman heel and there's no fans in the audience, but I think it's the route you have to go because it's something fresh, it's something new. And I missed Roman Reigns, man. I missed the big dog. I know people talk shit. They're still, oh, he sucks. He's stupid. You're really, really fucking stupid. Oh, he's overpushed. Guy's been world champ in like 2 years. In 5 years, he's been world champion for like 150 days. AJ Styles fucking blows that out of the water. And I know there's been a lot of reasons why he's not been champ that whole time. Swig of water for the working man. Wait, I didn't. Hold on. But yeah, I think it was a strong ending for SummerSlam. Again, not amazing. I wasn't blown away, but I think it was good. And now I think this livens up SmackDown a lot. You got these three big bulldozers. This is the first time Bray and Roman Reigns have crossed paths since he turned into The Fiend. So this is something we've all been waiting for. We all assumed that was going to be the Universal title match at WrestleMania, but then, you know, plans change, things happen, all that shit. So, it was solid. I enjoyed it. Again, it wasn't blown away, but I liked it. Now, WWE Championship match. For starters, I don't like the sword thing for Drew. The whoosh. Not everyone needs a little fucking thing. I just think that's enough. I love it. You don't need any more than that, okay? Anyway, Drew McIntyre, Randy Orton, such a smart match. You know, Randy, you're doing little things that be like, oh, I got you, man. I'm in your fucking head. Great match. Weak finish. Basically, Drew McIntyre beats Randy Orton with a backslide. Essentially a roll-up, which we see three roll-ups every single goddamn night. But, you know, I really would have preferred a strong win for Drew if he was going to beat Randy. I picked Randy. I thought Randy was winning this match. Once I saw it wasn't closing, I was like, okay, pretty sure Drew's going to win here. And Randy's... There was no wrong answer here to me. You know, I love both these guys. Both of these guys are hot right now. You know, Drew's the young stud champion, just getting the ball rolling, you know. But Randy's this just super villain right now. There was no wrong answer here, but Drew won. Now, we got payback in a week, so we'll see. Maybe they decided to put off this title win for Randy because they were going to switch the Universal title, and Roman are like, hey, you know what? Let's get Drew the big win and then switch the title. But who knows? We have to see what happens tonight. So that was a good match. I just wasn't a fan of the finish, that's all. To me, match of the night was Dominic Seth Rollins. I loved this whole thing. This was great. And I know people have, like, hated Dominic, but you're just hating Dominic because you're a fat, neck-bearded, Mountain Dew-swigging piece of shit. Because you see a young guy in a big spot, and your instinct, because you're a piece of shit, is to go, oh, he doesn't deserve this push. The fucking push, Conrad. The almighty push. You know, you're not willing to go for the ride and have fun. And this is why anytime says, bring back the Attitude Era, I've been through this a million times. You can't bring it back. It's an era. Errors just happened. But anyway, you can't bring it back because you guys aren't willing to go for the ride. If something doesn't fit what you think it should be, someone's got to be on the indies, pay their dues, come up, win the Royal Rumble, win the title, look really strong, but not too strong, and then drop the title. And like, if it doesn't fit your exact narrative that you have in your big, fat, stinky, balding head, you already piss on it. So those people were like, Dominic, I don't like Dominic. This has been really fun. I know it was a little repetitive in the middle, like just, I'm talking about the feud. Kendo sticks and eyeballs, it got weird, but this has been great. Dude, I got a little choked up when Ray and Dominic were like backstage, because that was fucking real, dude. That was a real father proud that his son is having his first big match following his footsteps. That was real emotion, you know? I felt that a little bit. And the story they told was just excellent. Dominic, a rookie, Seth Rollins, like, in a real one-on-one match, Dominic has no chance against Seth Rollins right now. You know, he's a kid. He's barely done this. You know, they did all these little things, you know, Seth chain wrestling, just hitting the counters on him, like, where Dominic, like, oh, okay, he don't have this. But, like, there was just so many great moments in this match. Like, I really, really liked it. And Seth Rollins is so, so good. So good. Even his gear. At first, I thought it was the Riddler. Because, you know, it looked like question marks and, like, it looked like duct tape on the side where it said Monday Night Messiah. And if you guys saw the dope-ass Batman trailer, duct tape was a big thing for the Riddler. I was like, God damn, when did he see that trailer? Did he get, like, an advanced screening? But no, it was a copy of Rey Mysterio's The Phantom, The Phantasm, The Purple Guy from 1996. Billy Zane, the legendary Billy Zane, the superhero movie. It was a copy of that. So just all of this, the involvement of the mother, handcuffing Ray while he fucking beat Dominic, the couple frog splashes, which Dominic looked a little goofy, but cut him some slack. I think he did a great job. I thought this match was so much fun. Told a great story, and who knows where it goes, because, you know, Dominic was like, don't get involved, Dad. Don't get involved. And Ray did kind of sort of get involved. So I know everyone keeps saying, Dominic's going to turn on Ray. Dominic's going to turn on Ray. Maybe, maybe not. You know, I think kind of can't go wrong either way, honestly. I mean, what's Dominic going to do? Join Seth? Maybe. That could be fun. But I love this. Seth wins, which I was a little surprised. I thought Dominic was going to win. But again, can't go wrong. It was great. I thought it was really, really... I had a lot of fun with that match. Best match of the night for me, you know. And it was like, you know, kendo sticks and chairs and so many great... Seth went for a curb stomp. He ran. He jumped off the fucking chair. He would have killed that kid. He would have executed him if he hit that. Great match. Loved it. Loved it. If you didn't like it, I'll punch you in the gut, you fat pig. You fat hog. Swig your ass coffee for the working man. Street Profits versus Andrade and Angel Garza, nothing, you know, and which sucks because everyone involved is great. Just the whole storyline is stupid. You keep saying this guy was poisoned. You can't, you gotta give me more than that, man. Like, they don't just sell bottles of poison. Poisons are compounds that you mix together and make poison. So what was it? What effect did it have on him? And I know it's wrestling, and I know wrestling is stupid, but you can't get away with telling me somebody was poisoned and they just got, like, a little sick. I want fucking details, goddammit. I remember when I was a kid, one of the first things I ever filmed, it was for 8th grade, was like, our whatever. It was like, oh, make a movie, guys. Stupid. Pay fucking $3,000 a year for bullshit like that. But anyway, I made this. I wrote the whole thing because I'm a genius. This little murder mystery. Anyway, it's a bunch of kids, and I put the Willie the janitor as the red herring, and like all these obvious things pointing to him as the killer, but it was somebody else. It was really cute. Anyway, they're like, hey, Willie, what are you doing with that bottle of poison? He's like, oh, don't worry. It's non-poison. Poison. Yeah. Yeah. I was 11. Yeah, just nothing there. Street Profits retain. Move on. Hopefully we can do something better for all these people. And Kevin Owens was on commentary again. He invited Aleister Black to the KO show. You know, I'm not a fan of the talk shows. They're very repetitive. They're very lazy. It's just like, how can we get these guys out there without trying or doing anything? But whatever. Another nothing match was MVP versus Apollo Crews. Apollo Crews retains, I'm pretty sure. I didn't even see it because it was on the pre-show. Again, kind of lame because I really liked everyone involved and I think they were building up some steam, but can't win them all, you know. You can't. So yeah, another nothing match. Now, let me get to Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose. First, let me talk about what happened to Sonya Deville. Some more details came out. Basically, a stalker broke into her house. Some guy has been tweeting her for years, like crazy shit. Drove like 8 hours to get there. Mandy Rose was also in Sonya's house, like sleeping over, because they're best friends in real life. And the alarm goes off. Sonya goes downstairs. She sees this guy in the kitchen, which I... Dude, that is traumatizing. Like, I can't imagine how scary that is. Like, you don't know what this guy has or what he plans to do. I cannot imagine how terrifying that is. And, you know, I can say, hey, guys, don't do stuff like that. But, like, nothing you're going to say is going to influence a person like that. That's a psycho. That's a sick, sick human being. You could tell other people, hey, man, be respectful to these women. And just celebrities and wrestlers and whoever in general. Because, like, people tend to act like they're not human beings. And, you know, if you want to talk about whatever, oh, I find Roman Reigns boring. Like, okay, that's fine. But don't talk shit about him as a person. You know what I'm saying? Like, but anyway, just horrible. Really, really horrible and traumatizing. They even, some fucking jabroni got video footage of Sonya at, like, the hearing where they were showing the footage. And, like, oh, just awful. Really, really terrible. So, SmackDown happens. They mention it, but they don't, like, give the details. Sonya Deville is, dude, she is so, so good. She has it. She has it as a character. She is the best. She could be the best female talker in WWE. And I'm probably overdoing it, but I think at a point, she could be one of the top promo people in WWE, like up there with Edge. That's how believable, like, she is Sonya Deville when she gets on that mic. She fully embodies her character. She's a great actress, basically. She's a great actress. So they canceled the hair versus hair match, which, you know, was like cool, but at the same time, like, I honestly didn't want to see either one of these girls get their head shaved. Like, Sonya, I mean, you can't do it to Mandy Rose. And Sonya Deville has this long, luscious mane of black hair that just gives her this super villain vibe when she's walking down to the ring in that cool, like, Undertaker Sith Lord-esque fucking thing she wears. So I really didn't want to see that. And honestly, you're coming off like a stalker situation. Real traumatic to kind of shave your head, I feel like. So anyway, it's a no DQ, loser leaves WWE match. Sonya loses. I think one would assume, give her some time off. Probably, I mean, who knows? And there's plenty of ways to bring her back. Now, the match itself, I didn't get to do my preview for the show, but I was going to say, not expecting a five-star classic. Number one, both of these women have barely wrestled in the last 6 months. This is by far the biggest match of either one of their careers. They've never really been in a match like this. Like, yeah, they've been in, like, an Elimination Chamber and some stuff, but, like, there was always tag team stuff. They've never been in a big one-on-one match like this. So I think they did a solid job. Like, it was a little slow motion in parts, you know. They looked a little out of sync, but overall, good job. They did exactly what they needed to do. And again, people talk shit about Mandy Rose because she's so incredibly hot, but I don't know. To me, she looks like a woman who can throw a punch. She's buff, man. Like, she's thick. That chick, she thick, boy! Thick! And whatever. So Mandy wins, beats the shit out of Sonya, hits her with a bunch of knees. Cool little innovative spot where there's a table set up, and Mandy was just, like, sliding chairs, like, kind of like, woo, woo, like air hockey, and Sonya ducked. Mandy struggled getting that table up a little bit. People laugh, but have you ever tried to set up a table by yourself? It's hard. They're really big. We're not all fucking Bubba Ray Dudley, okay? So, good job. Thumbs up. Not the best match in the world. I wasn't expecting the best match in the world. I think Sonya Deville is a star. Lots of ways to bring her back. You could bring her back in Raw Underground. Because, like, it's Underground. Anything goes. She also does MMA, so something there. I hate Retribution. I think it's lame and stupid. But you could bring her back as the leader. I would like to switch things up, maybe. If it's going to have a leader, maybe let's do a female leader. Okay? It doesn't have to be a man. There's clearly women in the group. Some people threw around Tessa Blanchard, which would be pretty fucking dope. While I'm on it, Retribution just, like, tripled in numbers on SmackDown. There was, like, 30 people. So it's like, okay, aces and eights is what we're doing here? All right. Whatever. So, yeah, solid. Mandy wins. Big old fat Otis comes out with the Money in the Bank. For half a second, I was like, is he cashing in? Wait, what's he cashing in on? Oh, my God, get that off him. Maybe Roman Reigns beats him up and takes the Money in the Bank. I'm sorry. This Otis can't be your world champ right now. When you have monsters like Braun Strowman and Bray Wyatt and Roman Reigns, like, I don't see it right now. And I think he'd be getting booed pretty heavily if there were real crowds. Also, I think it's a shame that the Sonya Mandy match happened with no real crowd, because I think Sonya would have been getting a lot of cheers, like a lot. So, yeah, that's that. What else? Oh, Bayley versus Asuka. This went, I think, pretty much exactly how everyone predicted. Two solid matches. Really liked Asuka Sasha. That sunset flip from the apron to the outside to the floor that Sasha performed on Asuka was brutal. Brutal. Oh, my God. I went, oof. Oof. Fucking just flat back. Her head hit Asuka. Oh, my God. So, anyway, Bayley helps. No, Sasha, like, takes a bullet for Bayley somehow. Bayley wins, rolls up Asuka, some shit like that. And then Bayley doesn't do that, basically. Asuka beats Sasha. Sasha taps out to the Asuka lock. So, I think pretty much everyone said that. You know, Asuka's going to either win one or both. Most likely one. Most likely from Sasha. Making Bayley look like a dick. And we've started planting the seeds for the breakup. You know, again, I want you to milk this. I want you to milk this. I want this to go all the way to WrestleMania, bro. All the way to WrestleMania. I think this has the legs. Dare I say, WrestleMania main event? Probably not. But, yeah, it was good. It was solid. Went exactly how we thought. Let me just see. Did I miss anything? SummerSlam 2020. No, that's it. I covered all of SummerSlam. It's a good show. Solid show. Not amazing, but good. First one without Brock Lesnar in a long time. Next week is Payback, which is interesting to see how they fill out that card. A lot of missing people, which sometimes I like, man. It wasn't an overstuffed card, and that leaves things, that leaves big conclusions for the shows, Raw and SmackDown, you know? Because, again, that's one of their problems. You don't really have to watch Raw and SmackDown. Hardy won the IC title on SmackDown, which was real good. SmackDown was better this week. It was. But that's it. I just wanted to talk about SummerSlam. I had a good time. The big dog is back. Seth Rollins a god. Drew's a Hulk. Sonya Deville's a star, baby. Mark my words. This has been Breaking Kayfabe Radio, the best wrestling podcast in the world. I'm your host, Chris Guardino, at ChrisG573, the sound that runs the pound. SRG's Rock Newman. Cool Whip.